Out to Neighbors Midday, Ron Hayes on the High Plains. Checking agricultural news after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the latest on consumer market research.
Absolutely, Ron. Insights from our consumer market research funded by the Beef Checkoff shed light on consumer behavior around today's environment. Despite the economic challenges, the percentage of consumers eating beef at least weekly held steady at 70% in 2023. The research also shows 65% of consumers plan to maintain their level of beef consumption, while 14% plan to eat more. This is good news for beef and is not surprising since overall satisfaction scores of steaks and ground beef were above 90% in 2023, which is excellent. However, despite these promising insights, consumer purchasing data shows a decline in volume sold. This tells us that people want to eat beef, but when the rubber meets the road, they may be influenced by the challenging economic environment. So part of our efforts in 2024 will focus on showing them how to keep beef on the menu for their families.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about the Beef Checkoff, you can go to drivingdemandforbeef.com.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack telling the nation's farm broadcasters that HPAI in dairy cattle has caught the attention of USDA, and they're on top of it to make sure it does not become an animal health or human health crisis.
The risk to people is low. Dairy cows are recovering, and there's no indication of mortality, and the food is safe. Really, at the end of the day, that's really what you need to know, and that's what people need to know. Now, I can talk to you about all of the things we're doing that are underlying and supporting those three conclusions. I can talk about the testing that we've done and we continue to do on milk and beef to make sure that folks are reassured.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack talking to our nation's farm broadcasters about HPAI in dairy. I'm Ron Hayes.